Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hey guys!
It's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
May I call me in?
Hello, people. Happy Friday. We are late, but it's fine because you guys are used to it. But we are here and Joey has some fun stories for us this podcast.
Yes.
Ma'am. And all over that.
Well, over that. Now, I am a bit lethargic. I've been popping pills lately. I've been having trouble. I'm taking uppers and downers and all around towners. And so I may sound a little lethargic this morning, but I guarantee you're going to enjoy. You're going to like what you see.
You sound like shit.
I know. Well, it's literally 5 a.m. in gay time. I don't normally wake up until around 1:30. So this is very early for me.
Yeah. Why have you been waking up so late?
I'm depressed.
Oh my God, get your vitamins, like up your pills.
I know, and I think I should start, there's a lot going on, but we'll get into that. But welcome to the show, everyone. We have a lot to cover today. I made Snooki watch Sex and the City, so we're gonna do a spoiler alert recap of everything that went on there. There's people are wiling out all over Hollywood. We're gonna talk about that. I have some things I have to say that's going on in my life, in my personal life, if you will.
What is happening?
I was going to jump right into it. So I'm still recovering from a wild night out, a Wednesday wild out, if you will. Wild out Wednesday.
You're going out too much for your old age. Like you're 50 years old and you keep going out and drinking till like 4 a.m. with your new friends. Like you're going to pass away soon.
Yeah, I need to be put away. I'm not allowed out of the house anymore. So I went out for Trish and I went to a coworker had like a live podcast show and I like to always go and support. And I also wanted to I like to go see what everyone else is kind of doing because our show's coming up. So I want to kind of get like some tips and tricks and kind of some of my new ideas and see what works for other people and what works for us. So I'm kind of doing research. So it was a Wednesday. It was a nice classy place. So I said, okay, let me go out and see, kind of see, because I wanted to kind of vibe of what everyone's doing nowadays. Cause we haven't been on the road for many years now. It's been over 2 years almost. Ma'am.
Wait, sorry. What'd you say?
Where'd you go?
Janelle just sent me Mickey Christmas balls because for Christmas, I don't know if you saw my tree, but I decorated it Mickey Christmas theme. And I've been looking for Mickey ornaments and my sister-in-law just sent me Mickey ornaments at Costco and I got distracted. Okay, proceed. Sorry.
So I went to, it was Wednesday. So I went out to, a girl from Barstool was doing a live podcast show. So I wanted to go over there.
Was that the girl I said, who the fuck is that?
Yeah. So I wanted to go there because you and I haven't been out on a road in about a couple of years. So I want to kind of go and see what the vibe is now, the podcast shows, get some new ideas, see what's working for her. And, because we're going on tour in February, in less than 2 months, we're going to be at the Gramercy Theater. So I wanted to kind of get some new ideas.
Wait, when's our Boston show?
Boston is in the summer.
Oh, because we moved it. Because I was looking at my calendar for January and it said the Boston show. And I'm like, wait.
No, it's not January. It's going to be, okay. Our first show is going to be February.
Oh, we got to get our shit together, bitch.
I know. That's why I went to the show to get ideas of what she...
Wait, did you see our ticket sales? No one's coming.
Well, I know. That's why we had to start party. We have to go on the tour. Can you tell your publicist that we need to go do the rounds? I want to start at Regis and Kelly, then go over to The View.
I don't think they'll take me anymore because I lost the People's Choice.
Oh, we're going to get into that too.
Whatever.
Right after my story.
I give up.
So we...
Yeah, finish. So
I go to the show Wednesday night. It was very civilized. It was a nice wine bar called City Winery.
Ooh, would I like it?
Oh, you would love this place. We should definitely do a show there. It's definitely smaller than we're used to, but it is very cute because everyone sits at tables. Everyone orders like wine and charcuterie platters and eats.
Oh, yeah. So it could be like our bestie Crusaders on Facebook.
Yes. Yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there and everything was fine. And one thing led to another. And we go to the after party and that was fine. And then I start wiling out with, you know, there's a couple of Crusaders in the audience and I was mingling about. And then I was with the gays and we decided to go to the Eagle. Now, the Eagle is... You know, the big like daddy bar, like gay daddy bar, which is like all like hot and it's very dirty things go down there. It was Jockstrap Wednesday. And we get there and it's business as usual at the Eagle. If you know anything about the Eagle in New York City, you know it's filthy. And I don't know what came over me this Wednesday evening after two bottles of Pinot Grigio.
Or you got drugged.
No, I didn't get drugs. I drugged myself. Okay. No, I did. I did myself.
Ew, that laugh.
I was binge drinking. And then I get there and then the vibe got me. There's all these hot shirtless men. I'm sweating. And it's like, I don't know what got over me. I went into the back room and there's all things going on. When you walk back there, like, everyone's like standing around and there's like crowds of guys like crowding in corners and all their dicks are out and everyone's having sex and blowing each other. And
what?
Wait, blowing each other. And I'm with Trish and another coworker that we just met. There's another gay guy in the office that we just, there's the first time we ever hung out with him. And this is my hello to him. And I'm like, you know, just inside. And then everyone's like looking around. Trish took her top off. I stayed fully clothed. But then I was like, and then someone gave me poppers. So I did the poppers. And then I went crazy. Then I ran into the crowd head first into the thick of it. And I just started grabbing pishka deals every which way. I was putting them in my mouth. I was slapping my face at them. I was squeezing them.
Wait, random people's peepees?
Random. I don't even know. I definitely have full-blown AIDS, syphilis, and gonorrhea. I mean, I didn't.
And they let you just grab it?
Everyone. That's what everyone was doing. It was a big. It was a big suck fest.
Like a circle jerk.
Circle jerk. Everyone was gooning around stage. Everyone was gooning around. Their dicks were out. Everyone was jerking off, grabbing each other, pinching nipples. It was a free for all.
And it was like a swingers party.
I went down there. I hit those poppers and I went down there like I was playing Hungry Hungry Hippo. And I just started sucking up all the peach kills I could see. It was like a video game. It was insane.
You are a fucking slut.
Thank God nothing happened. Like, I got into like a swallow any jizz or anything. But I definitely like... I can't imagine what the new person at work.
Ew. Like, you're definitely going to have like 10 canker sores tomorrow.
It was Wednesday. And the new coworkers there. Trish is topless.
Did the other boys like join in with you or they were just watching you?
No, I made them come over because I felt like a slut. So I had to like slut shame them too. So I was like, come here, Pat. And I was like, this guy. And I was like, I made like Pat feel a dick with me. So I didn't feel so bad. So they definitely grabbed dicks, but they didn't do as much as I did. I went full force.
Yeah, because they're classy.
Well, they're probably because they have regular sex, and I've been bottled up for years, and
you literally did a cannonball in.
I made up for lost time. I just jumped right in head first, and I had so much fun though. It was like, and as long if I go to the doctor and don't have any diseases, it'll be like that was a really fun night. But it was like, how embarrassing. You fat old cow, go to bed. It's Wednesday. Then you're wasted at 4 a.m. sucking dicks on strangers. Well, I'm just excited. I have a story to tell at Christmas.
Yeah, Poppy would love that.
It's happening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'll be going back to Jock Chef Wednesdays anytime soon, but it made for great stories. And I did get a few numbers. I have like literally 7 numbers. You know how I start chatting around when I'm drunk? I literally have like 17
numbers. Yeah, you're so annoying.
On my phone. I don't know who any of them are. One of the guy's name is Blow Guy Sean. No, Blow Guy.
Ew.
Shane. I think his name's Shane. Blow Guy.
He's probably the guy that you molested.
I'm hoping. It's not someone else.
You're a freak show.
So that was my Wednesday night. So that's why I'm slowly recovering. Yesterday was Thursday. Yep, so this makes sense. This is the morning after my sleep. So yesterday I did what any girl would do. I ordered $60 worth of Burger King as soon as I woke up at 1:30. And I laid in bed and just watched, and I just had a bag next to me. Every time I got a little peckish, I would go in there and grab a Whopper Jr. Okay. And I was mad at you. Watching Christmas movies. Who's mad?
Tutela.
Oh no, it's gonna be fine because I'm fixing it now. There's some outcome to this.
You already ruined it.
No, it's not. It's fine.
He saw the video of you dancing on my story, and he goes, "What happened?"
Oh my god, that's because I had a crop top on.
Well, bitch, you have to go see him.
I know.
I saw Tutela's. Shout out to Tutela's. I saw him at Romeo's baptism, which was last Sunday. I ended up throwing up. and he wants to see you.
Wait, I have a question about that.
Why are you in the office?
I'm going to come in the office. Why was Mike and Lauren dressed like they were getting married?
Because they're bougie.
I was so confused. She was in a full wedding gown and he was in a tuxedo.
Well, they looked amazing.
They looked amazing. He dyed his hair blonde.
Yeah, he dyed his hair blonde. I can't tell much because you guys have to watch it on the new season, which they just announced is premiering January 6th.
That's right.
So, bitches, get ready. It's going to be a fun season because Mama's back and I'm bringing back the party.
Yeah, it was a very elegant affair.
No, it was beautiful. I can't wait for you guys to see it. And, you know, I was excited to drink the wine. So I had a lot of wine and Uncle Nino was there. So, like, he kept refilling my glass. And then it was like 2 p.m. and I was like wasted by 4. And I'm like, I'm not leaving. And it was at Butcher Block, which is like so delicious and it's beautiful inside. It's amazing.
So pretty.
And I ended up seeing other friends and I ran to them. And then I switched to like martinis and then I was doing shots. And then I don't know how I got home. And then I woke up and I was vomiting. And you know, I never throw up. So I was like, oh my God, did I get drugged?
Oh my God.
It was terrifying.
Switching around too much with all this.
It was scary.
Maybe Uncle Nino.
It was scary.
I might see Uncle Nino tomorrow.
For what?
Because I'm going to Opal's Christmas party and she invited me.
Oh, I wish I could go. I'm so annoyed.
Do you have to go cheerlead?
I have to go down. Sissy has a competition, her first competition in person in a while, and it's local. So I have to go do that. It's Saturday and Sunday. Ooh, and I was so excited to see Opal and do this, but I have to go with Sissy.
Well, I'll make up for lost time with that. And the promos are looking beautiful. And it's January 6th on Jersey Shore Family Vacation. You're going to like what you see. Now, let's talk about the People's Choice Awards. Now, you were robbed. Not once, but twice.
Wait, so I just feel like... Okay, so it's a part, I feel like it's on the E! Network, like E! Like runs the whole People's Choice thing. So I feel like the Kardashians always have the upper hand. Mm-hmm. And every time we're up against them, we never, ever win. Like they always win. And, you know, good for you guys, like amazing Kardashians, you are TV royalty. But can we just get one fucking year to win one award? I just want one year. Just one.
One. Well, thank God they don't work there anymore. So this is like their last final goodbye, I think, at E! Because now they work over at Hulu.
Yeah, but so then they'll still win because they'll still be nominated for a reality show. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know, we are all grateful that we were nominated. We were in the category. But just one fucking year. Can we just please win and then you can take it back?
I know. So you were nominated for Best Reality Star and also Best Reality Show, and Khloe Kardashian stole both of them from you.
Yes.
Well, did you see those fucking housewives?
Get it, girl.
Did you see the housewives of Beverly Hills and how they were dressed?
Yes, I love
what that. A nightmare. That Kyle looked like she stole her daughter's tutu, put it on. The Lisa Rinna looked like some crazy, like 13-year-old drag queen. The naked lady, whose husband just got arrested for drinking, Dorit. Well, you know, she probably doesn't have any clothes left because everyone robbed all her outfits. So she had to wear those belts wrapped around her body.
Well, I feel like aside from their outfits, which I didn't really love because it didn't complement their bodies, I feel, because they're so hot. Everyone's makeup was stunning.
Yeah. Well, that's how.
And speaking of housewives, you made me watch the Vacation show.
Oh, so good, right?
And so I loved it.
Housewives is Summer Vacation. I don't know what it's called, but you know, it's on, what is it, on Hulu? No, Peacock.
Peacock. Yeah, it was so freaking good.
Ramona.
I don't really watch Atlanta, but, you know, obviously I know the girls. And Cynthia, I don't know, she pissed me off in this.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched the recent episodes, but yeah, what did she do?
No, I finished the whole thing, but she was like just getting annoyed at everyone because in the beginning she was like, this is a girl's trip. I want everything fun. And in the beginning she was like awesome, an awesome friend to everybody and just like, you know, trying to have a good time. And then all of a sudden she was just getting pissy about everything and like such a buzzkill. And I was like, girl.
You know what?
This is supposed to be fun, bitch.
I would be a mixture between Melissa and Ramona. I'd be like messy and drunk. But then I would be like, you know, oh, my God, next morning, like, what is everyone doing? Nightmares.
Same.
I would like to go on a girls trip.
Same.
We haven't done that in a while.
We'll do it soon.
We need to hit the road. What else? Oh, first of all, your tree. I'm so obsessed with your Christmas tree.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I'm so excited. How'd you learn about that?
Well, everybody always does Mickey trees. And, you know, like, we're a huge Disney family. Like, we go to Disney every single year. We have timeshare. And I just never thought to actually do one. But then my sister-in-law, Janelle, oh my God, pardon me. I drank one last night. Janelle did the Mickey tree. And I was like, oh my God, that is so beautiful. And then I just decided to copy her. So yeah, I have a Mickey tree and it's beautiful. It's a real tree, 12 foot. Guess how much a 12 foot tree is?
Did you have it delivered or you went and got it?
No, we got it and it was like $400.
Yeah, that's how much Opal's tree was, $300, and that's it. His is only 6 feet.
Well, that's because you're in the city, they upcharge it there.
Yeah, it's expensive.
I saw an article that said the most expensive places in the world to live is Los Angeles and New York City.
Well, we knew that already, and I live in one of them.
I mean, not in the world though, like I thought, like maybe Dubai or something.
Oh. Yeah, that's where Lindsay Lohan lives.
Yes, our friend.
Newly engaged Lindsay Lohan. But I went to go see the Christmas tree at Poppy the other day. We had the seniors' day out.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. So we went to go see the tree because he was on my Loops Live. Thank you everyone who came to my Loop Live with Poppy. I'm still recovering from it, but that was a lot of fun. We did Kiki cocktails. We did some stuffed mushrooms and a pepperoni bread. And it was a lot of fun. And then
can you make pepperoni bread for Christmas Eve?
Yeah, for sure. I know how to make it now because I on my show. So then Poppy and I, the next day, we want to keep Yuletide greetings going because, you know, I get very depressed during the holidays because this is the first year that I'm actually more depressed because my mom is dead for 7 years. That was a big whoopsie daisy. And now my sister and all my nieces and nephews and my whole family packed up and went down south. So now they're down in South Carolina so they can carry guns. So I have no family now. So now me and Poppy are like latchkey kids with my little sister and their dogs. So this year I need some extra like Christmas cheer. So I actually decorated my house a little bit. I have stockings hung by the chimney with care. I got two elf on the shelves, a black one and a white one. Their names are Tinky and Winky and they're getting some mischief. I'm going to have them dancing around the house, going through one of my underwear drawers and doing poppers, drinking alcohol and, you know, going to Suckfest at the Eagle.
Get a queen.
So I've decorated the house. I do have two wreaths. Okay. My wreaths have dried out. I've just found out if you have a wreath before you hang it up, you're supposed to soak it in water for like overnight. And then it prevents it from drying out and getting fucking needles everywhere. So hot tip from Joey. Oh. If you have a wreath, I don't know if it's too late for mine because mine's already dried out, but before you hang it, soak it in the bathtub in some warm water. So the branches get sucked up with some water and then it won't fucking die so quickly. But I didn't do that.
So swearing?
There's pine needles all over my fucking cock sucking Santa Claus god sake in a house. So Poppy and I went to see the tree, which was very nice. It was a little crowded, but you know, I enjoyed the energy and seeing all the families. And when we were there, I guess they planned it. Like, I don't know how they did it, but you know how everyone's ice skating around the little rink. Like assholes are like, ooh, swimming around.
Yeah, I always wanted to do that.
So during that, all of a sudden the ice cleared. And I guess they do it like in intervals, like through time. Okay, this section's done. So I guess before the next section came out, a guy skated out on the middle of the ice with his lady and he proposed. And in the middle of everyone and the whole crowd of like 10,000 people all around the tree, all were cheering.
So cute.
Yeah. It was cute. So then Poppy and I, we went to the tree. Then we went to St. Patrick's Cathedral, which was so beautiful. I felt like I was in Home Alone. It was so peaceful, beautiful, and just so nice to go there. And whether you believe in God or not, it was just like, you just have to go. All the Christmas decorations and like the church. You saw the pictures, right? The nativity.
Yes, scene. It was gorgeous. I was jealous. It I would love so, to do that.
So beautiful. So if you're going over to the tree, this is what you got to do. You have to go there. You're going to smell nuts. You're going to smell nuts. In New York City, we have these nut carts, which is like, they're like roasted almonds and like chestnuts and things like that. And there's like
chestnuts roasted.
Yes. Some of them are sugar. So you get a bag of nuts, hot nuts. Now I had a bag of nuts the other day, ladies, but that was a different story. Okay. And then you're going to go to the tree and then take your pictures. And then you want to see, try to go, if you're going to go to the tree, go after 4 o'clock, because that's when the Saks show starts. Saks Fifth Avenue is right across the street, and they do a light show. The whole side of the building is LED lights.
I never saw that.
It's fucking insane, Nicole. It's like...
That's boom. Cursing.
I'm sorry. I'm very excited about this tree. So the whole side of the building lights up, and it plays all different music, and it's like ding ding ding. And like it's like flashing.
Oh my gosh.
And lights are going, the fucking things are flashing. It's beautiful. And it says like believe on it, I think. It's so
gorgeous.
So you gotta see that and then go over to the cathedral when it's still light out, and then you have to you know, just go see the sights there and all the nativity scenes, and it's just such a pretty place.
It's happening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
Now, have you started Christmas shopping yet?
Bitch, you know me. I put my decorations up November 1st, and I get all my Christmas shopping done like the second, third week in November. And speaking of presents.
Yeah, where's mine?
Can you send me what you want?
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Send me what you want, but like different things and like not $5,000. Because bitch, bye.
No, it's not five. It's under three.
Fuck off. Oh my God.
I didn't get my bonus this year. What do you want? What do you want for Christmas?
I don't know. You know, I don't want much.
What is what should I
get? No, but you know what I do love that you do? Like that one year you got me like
The blanket, the skin?
Huh?
What did I get? The Skims?
No, yeah, and my cozy blanket. I love that. But also, like, you know, I love things about my kids. So yeah. Like the picture frames that you do, because I always hang them on the wall.
I know. I feel so special when I come home.
Yeah, you know, I like sentimental gifts. So you don't have to, you don't have to go crazy.
Oh, I won't. Don't worry. wait.
What are you getting, Poppy?
I'm getting him he's going to listen.
Oh.
Oh, he doesn't listen to this.
No, he doesn't listen.
I'm getting him an iWatch. because he has.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
He has that. He has some shitty little Fitbit that doesn't work anymore, and there's really scotch tape around it, or like clear tape around it, holding it together.
Wait, would he even know how to work it?
Yeah, my sister shows him how to do it, and he pushes all the buttons. He's all about that. He like measures his sleep, and he's like, I got 10 hours of REM sleep last night. He goes, that's the biggest I've ever had. And he's like into that. So I'm going to do that. And I'm probably going to get him cologne and like some nice skincare. He's the only one I really buy for that I like spend money on. Everyone else. And then the kids, my nephews and nieces, I just get them gift cards to Amazon and they buy whatever the hell they want. And then that's really, me and Leah don't really exchange because, you know, she gives me gifts all year long. She doesn't know she gives me that. I just rob her purse.
oh my God.
But yeah. And then I have to, I'll get my sister, you know, a wrap or something, like, you know, a sweater. That's really it for Sandra. Now, do you have any tips for the parents out there? Any parents listening by show of hands? I know you're out there, ladies. How are you doing?
Yes, queen.
Do you have any tips for new moms or moms with kids that are just turning that curious age, as they all do, on on Santa's hiding Santa's presents, and any life tips for the new moms out there?
I hate you. But yes, actually, that's a very good question. If you're a new mom and you have a baby, don't freaking buy anything. Literally buy like two presents. The baby has no idea. Don't go crazy. And then even when the baby's like 2 and 3, don't go crazy with presents, because you buy all these toys for the kids and they never play with it. They play with the box that it comes in. So don't go crazy until like they're at the age where they're, it's like Giovanna. Like, I feel like I started getting like nice presents at 5 because they like understood what was happening, but not a lot. I do like 8, 9, 10 gifts each, don't go crazy. Unless you're shopping at Five Below, then you can go crazy. Then,
Even though when you're with those kids, like they're too young to know what it is, you get all have all that shit in your house and you want to have a big Santa special, wrap gifts for yourselves and have so a big, if it looks like a lot of things under the tree, and then they can just open them and then give them to you,
Yeah. Don't go crazy, bitches.
And where do you start? Where do you, hide all your shit?
I have my craft room in the attic. I usually put it in there in all boxes, because I always have boxes up there anyway for my Etsy stuff, and they don't realize it. And I just put it back in the box, and then I tape the box up, so because they're not going to go in my box because they think it's stuff for my store. But I did sell out. I always sell out every single year in like less than 24 hours on my Snooki I'm a Good Person Santa sweatshirt. And I just posted that and it's sold out. So if you guys want to get your orders in, you can't get that, but I have my I'm a Good Person tee and Where's the Beach tee, like a couple other of my Snooki sayings. Go to nicolescraftroom.com and order today, right now, because I'm getting them out all weekend and Monday. I'm getting all the orders out, so it comes in time for Christmas if you're gifting somebody something. And also my Messy Mama wine, bitches, that's a great freaking gift for another crusader.
What I want to do, Nicole, and I want to save this, and then we have some homework to do, because our holiday special on Looped Live is this Friday, the 17th, over
at God, I can't wait.
So I think what we should do for that is I want to start gathering I want to do our holiday gift guide. I'm going to pick five things. You pick five things, and like the number one things we suggest to buy for gifts. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, queen.
Yeah. So we're going to do our holiday gift guide to help you shop smart, especially those last minute gifts on that show. But yeah, go over to looplive.com and get your tickets. We're going to be drinking Messy Mama. I'm going to be telling.
Yeah, I just told Messy Mama, I was like, listen, you got to send me another carton. They're sending me another carton like every 2 weeks. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I keep drinking it all. I can't help it.
I'm going to get drunk on the Looped Live and tell Sissy where the presents are hidden.
You're a bitch.
You can imagine.
No, you ruined it for her.
What is this on my list here? So yeah. Oh, also you can get cameos from us. If you want a cameo, go over to cameo.com on the website and book me or Snoopy. We'll tell you, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Birthday.
Okay, so we're going to jump into celeb gossip because there's a ton of shit that we want to talk about.
Oh, my God.
So, Sex in the City.
Oh, my God. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, if you have not watched
Wait, which one? What are we saying?
Oh, I'm going to show. We're going all in. I'm doing the whole recap.
Spoiler alert, if you don't want to know, just shut it off. Fast forward for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, okay. So Sex and the City's reboot called And Just Like That. First two episodes premiered on HBO Max. And it's been coming out two every week on Thursdays on HBO Max. And to no surprise, they came in with a bang. I mean, not a bang. Well, first of all, we were greeted to screen up and we were greeted to Miranda Stepton come. Okay. Miranda Stepton, her son's come. That was the opening. That was her hello to me.
Wait, why is he so sexual? It makes me sick. Nope. But he's literally 7. It's disgusting.
Okay. So it opens up and the first question, and they hit it right out of the park. Where is Samantha? And they say, they tell you that she's no longer with us. And then we think she's dead. And now they're in a post COVID world. So they do address COVID and what happened.
Yeah, but they said she's not dead.
No, she's not dead. She moved to London. Yeah. And the reason why she moved to London, we found out later.
They had a falling out.
And you know what I think fucked up about that is Carrie, Samantha was a rich, rich fucking like powerhouse. Oh my God. Samantha was a powerhouse PR agent. Carrie Bradshaw's little fucking book wasn't supporting her whole career. So basically Carrie said that she had to fire her as a publicist because the books aren't very selling right now. So she had to fire her as a publicist. And then Samantha got mad, said, fuck you, Carrie, and moved to London.
New message.
If we had a falling, oh my God, tell her to shut up.
It's happening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
If we had a falling out, would you move to London?
No, I'd move to Italy.
Calm down.
Would you move back to Chile, ma'am?
No, I would just pretend you were never alive.
Oh, God. So Carrie said that she moved there. So now Carrie Bradshaw, first of all, she works at a podcast thing, and everything is just too much for me. I hate that lesbian that she works with on the show.
Well, I don't like her on the podcast, but I like her I liked her in the other scenes.
Yeah. So Carrie Bradshaw now works at a podcast, and she's not very good at it. I'll be very honest. As a seasoned podcaster, she's not very good
at it. Well, because she's old school.
Yeah, and all the new shows like this, it's just too much. I understand that everyone will keep up with the times, but they are going in so over the top with like political correctness and like the way, because they're making up for all this lost time. Back in the day, Carrie Bradshaw didn't even believe in bisexuals, and she calls a scene thinking it was bisexual was fake. And now she's sitting with someone who is non-binary and is all this, political things. And it's just not natural. It seems very unnatural. And then Miranda goes in and she's with the professor, and she's like, she's her storyline is the black storyline, where she's like overly scared to like offend a black person. So she's like, you know, using all these things, but in the end, she just looks silly because she's going so crazy. It's like,
it's too much. Like, I'm not watching Sex and the City to
learn
this political. Yeah. Yeah.
So there is no Sex in the City except for Brady, which is the teenage son of Miranda and Steve. And
and he was a toddler when we last saw him.
Yeah, a toddler. And
his character.
Now he's banging the dust off that bussy, if you know what I mean, ladies.
Disgusting.
And he's literally, they show him having sex, which is disgusting. And Miranda said in the opening scene, she goes, I just stepped in Brady's cum. And then it doesn't stop there. The cringeworthy continues. So Carrie's like forced to like be more sexual on the podcast. She has to step her pussy up. So she says that. And then she goes home and she tells Big, do you masturbate? He goes, yeah, I masturbate. So the two of these old people are talking about masturbation. And then
literally Joey goes, it looks like Poppy.
He looks just like Poppy, Big. And then And then Carrie sits there and watches Big masturbate. But just the leading up to it and the way it's happening is so cringeworthy. I was screaming at the top of my lungs, screaming. It was so uncomfortable to watch.
Same, I wanted to die.
I mean, not that I'm opposed to seeing men jerk off. I literally had seven dicks in my mouth on Wednesday. But it's like,
seriously,
seeing on TV and just like characters that like, are not normally like sexualized like that. It was so gross. What's your name? Charlotte. Her acting is the best, I think.
Yeah, I love Miranda. Yeah, I think she's my favorite.
Charlotte's face is pumped full of filler, but I can't say anything. I just had a lot of procedures done the other day. The two kids, you know how the one, Lily, her oldest, is going to the recital, and the other one, Rose. Rose is going to become transgendered.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, Rose is tomboy, but I think I see later, I saw like clips later on the show, and she transitions to a boy. So that's another thing. So we got, you know, all the bases covered. Now we just got to talk about politics.
Yes. Check.
It should be just like a regular old, you know, scroll through TikTok. Okay, girl. But I'm excited to see it. Should we tell the big finish on the first episode?
Should we?
Yes.
Do you guys want us to ruin it for you?
Yeah, because everyone already watched it. Big's dead. Big's dead.
Big has passed.
Now, another thing Peloton reached out. Peloton has put a big thing out today saying that our bikes don't kill you. Everyone thinks that Peloton bikes are going to give people heart attacks.
Oh my God, wait. I know. That like brought me the wrong way about Peloton.
Yes. So basically Big.
I was like, oh my God, they're going to be pissed.
Big's on a Peloton doing his workout because he has a crush on one of the influencers, which is that's the one thing that's in modern times that I did like the relevance of relevance. What am I, a philosopher?
So that's Jess King. She's actually a real instructor.
Oh, she is?
She doesn't have that accent. So for the movie, she pretended she was like, you know, from another country.
Oh, that's good. They gave her a job, you know?
Yeah,
that's
that cool was actually her. An instructor. She's my favorite instructor. She's a lesbian. She's gorgeous.
Well, Big, yeah, so Big's on the Peloton bike. He falls in the shower. And then the lady comes home and finds him. And it's a quick, first of all, it's a classic Carrie Bradshaw, you selfish cunt. I like, why would you grab the phone first and foremost instead of hugging him in the shower?
Literally, that's what I was thinking. Like, thinking I would, if you. I saw you had him 10 like minutes, that on the bitch. Floor, instead of just standing there and looking at him, I would have ran to a phone, say 911, get up here now, and she could have saved him instead of just letting him die in her arms, dumb.
Yeah, he was looking at her for 10 minutes before he fucking went to sleep.
Yeah.
You dumb bitch.
So stupid.
Carrie Bradshaw is always the worst. Now she just proves it. She's keeping it real from back in the day, making it about herself. But yeah, I'm going to say she killed him. But now,
I mean, basically, she could have saved him.
Well, I told you before you watched, I said Charlotte killed someone because if it wasn't for Charlotte making him go to that concert, she wouldn't be dead.
She was annoying about that whole thing too.
Did you watch the second episode?
Yes.
I do like that funeral though. And I do want flowers at my funeral. Okay.
Wait, for that funeral, I was like, this is the funeral that I want.
That's what I want too.
Wait, but I want a DJ.
All right. But not during when everyone's looking at your body, like when everyone's in the back after party.
No, yeah. And I want like the bar, like an open bar.
I'm going to start scouting venues now because, you know, now that everyone knows about these chic arrangements you can have.
I kind of want to die just to have it.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to see what the season will bring, though. And if you're a Sex and City fan, it's not the same. It's not the same pace. Hopefully it picks up and does it. Because it just reminds me of the fucking movie when Big left her the first time. And it's all that sad fucking Carrie. You're annoying as it is. I don't want to see you fucking moping around, bitch. Go buy some nice shoes and do your one-liners. Start smoking cigarettes again. I don't want to see you fucking moping around with your gray hair, bitch. Okay.
Yeah, and being prude on a podcast, not talking about masturbating.
Yeah. Well, if you're on a podcast, you suck seven dicks just for the story on a Wednesday like me, okay?
Stay.
Watch and learn, bitch. So Sex and
City. I think overall, it's worth it. So make sure you guys check that out. Oh my God, Joey.
What?
So Bath and Body Works.
Oh, it's on my list. And
me and Joey ended up doing it. And then I got an email, which, you know, I wanted to call Joey's lawyer.
What happened?
The email said, I think it was Bath and Body Works, was it? Or something else. I sent it to you. They said, run, don't walk.
Oh, right.
To our website.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when did anybody ever say that?
Yeah.
Until after you said it.
Yeah, they're listening to us.
I didn't get them yet. I just got an email that it shipped, but I ordered like 12 candles.
I did too. I ordered 18, but Now I'm upset because I got a little too overzealous. I was really in the Christmas spirit at the time. So I ordered all Christmas candles, but I don't like their, I don't listen to their scents.
What?
I don't listen to, I don't like the regular scents anyway because they're trashy, but I only listen to all the Christmas scents. So now I have all these Christmas candles I'm not going to use before then. So maybe don't be surprised if you get a Douglas fir candle in your Christmas gift this year.
No, I don't want it. I already ordered like 10.
Oh my God. So I can't wait to get it. If you didn't take advantage of the sale, you're missing out because my favorite holiday scents, I'll save them for next year because they keep the shelves keep for a long time. But I can't wait to get my candles from Bath, Marie, and Body Works. Tristan
Thompson. Yes, queen.
Is in some hot world. Now, he's just a waste of life.
Who?
Tristan Thompson. I mean, he's cute and probably has a big dick, but that's really it.
Who cares? I don't even think he's cute. He's a freaking dog.
Yeah, he's a dog. So basically, I have a tweet here. So basically, if you don't know, Tristan Thompson, Khloé's baby daddy, True Marie Kardashian's baby daddy. He had a baby first with some other person. Then him and Khloé got pregnant. And now Khloé went on the show, like she's this poor girl, went on the show saying like, even though they're broken up, she wants to have, you know, siblings with the same baby daddy. That's the same thing I would do. Like if like Courtney wants to have another baby, I wouldn't have a baby with the new one. I would have a baby with Scott again, just to have an extra baby. I want the same parents. I don't know. I'm very traditional that way.
Yeah, you're so traditional.
I know.
Oh, so sucking 10 dicks.
Yeah. Open that ass up.
Freak.
So I would want that. So she wanted a sibling and talked about it, and they were dating. And she goes, you know, I'm keeping my options open because you know that he was cheating on her when she was giving birth. He was, you know, fucking hookers and
horrible freaking dog.
And now he was telling Khloé that they're together, like they're not together, but he's like him and Khloé were dating. They're spending lots of time together. They spent the pandemic together. They were sleeping over each other's houses and kind of like, you know, I think Khloé had a safe distance and she was being smart about it. Thank God she was, because he proved again to be a dirty doll. He was he had sex with his trainer, got her knocked up in Houston, Texas, and then tried to pay her off to keep hush about it so no one find out. And to get an abortion. And so I'm going to read, I have a TikTok that from this girl with some information that I'm going to play now.
Spilling the tea on her Instagram story. She posted and goes, you said you planned to leave Khloé. It wasn't working and hasn't been for years. And you were retiring from the NBA after this year and planned to leave Cali. And you told me you planned to leave Khloé at Doja Cat's party in LA. Flew me and my best friend out, all for why. And alleged screenshots from Tristan where he goes, can you please stop? We can talk about this like adults in private. Leave Doja and other names out of it. I'll be in Houston in a few weeks. And she goes, sad that I have to threaten to expose the Kardashians for a response. And then goes, you know Drake slept with Kylie last year, but you aren't man enough to tell Travis Scott.
Well, you're
What?
So the girl who's just had the baby went apeshit on Instagram or TikTok or something and screen grabbed all these things. So basically he offered her $75,000 to shut up and not come out with the baby and just go away and never have it, like, you know, like act like it never happened. But
yeah, crazy, course, like get an abortion.
And this lady now is becoming the thirst trap. She's doing thought Instagrams, photo shoots, Tatiana, bust down, all these things all over the internet, you know, doing what they do. And it's a nightmare. Then she started going all these other things. I guess Tristan Thompson confided in her. Kylie and Drake apparently had sex the other day. And so now she got in trouble, but now it's just get that man out of your life. Thank God that you have a healthy baby. And that's the only thing that man was good for. Get him out of your life. Remove him from your life. But you don't want the daughter to not have him around. It's a real pickle.
It's happening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Smollett, yeah, I hate him.
So, he's guilty on all accounts of lying about his hate crime. So, I mean, does that mean like he really lied? No, like evidence shows lied. That it wasn't accurate?
Yes. So what happened was, you know, Jesse Smollett, he was an actor on the, some show. And some show about music, I think it was called.
I think it was 50 Cent Show. Was it Power?
Power, maybe that, yeah. So he...
I don't know.
He was an actor. He's a gay actor, an openly black gay actor. And he's openly black and he's openly gay. Okay. And he went, he said he was, so basically what happened was he said that he ran to the police and he said, I was just hate crime. They called me the N word. They gay bashed me. They called me the N word. They called me the gay slurs. They put a noose around my neck and threw bleach on me and told me to die. All the
they
stuff.
Beat him up.
They beat him up. And then he runs to a Subway sandwich shop. He stumbles in a Subway sandwich shop, orders a $5 footlong, and then runs to the cops. So now after that, I was like, oh my God, this was not the time. I said, absolutely not. I stood up for this guy. And that's why I feel like a fucking jerk off right now. Cause I stood up for him and I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. This cannot be happening. This is not right. We are people. It should not be happening like this, you know, being gay and black and all this stuff. And Kamala Harris put a thing out saying this is a modern day lynching and this is not, would not be tolerated. Joe Biden tweeted out in support, literally everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Hollywood.
Literally every single everyone. Actor you can think of. Even we Michelle horrified. Obama was like, what the hell?
Horrified about the things.
Everybody.
The noose on the neck, the bleaching of the bleach for, I don't know what if they said maybe for his skin. Then we come to find out the two asylum guys were black guys. And then we found that two black gay guys. And it all comes out that he staged all this to get himself in the media so he can get a bigger paycheck and get better roles. So everyone would feel sorry for him. And he did it as a scheme to get more famous. And you did, girl, because now you're going to jail for 20 years.
Well, I don't think he'll go to jail for 20 years.
No, but that's what they said. That was like the most he can get.
No, yeah, that was the worst. But they're saying he probably won't.
Yeah,
they got. But I guess the cops that he was telling, you know, what happened at the scene, they were saying that his story didn't match up. And literally three cops said he's lying. So
well, he went
I don't
trial.
Know, girl, but that's a horrible thing to freaking lie about.
He was convicted and... now everyone just feels silly to feel bad for him. Now,
well, I want to know what everyone's saying. Like,
yeah, look what you did.
You know, everyone that is, you know, stood up for him.
Yeah. But
crazy.
Yeah. So that's what you say. Don't cry wolf, because God forbid when the real people, when it happens to real people and it actually really happens, it discredits everyone's thing. So there's people, there's horrible people that are being racially abused and gay bashed and all these things. It makes their experience and their you know, trauma with it like invalid. It's just a fucked up thing to do. Do you think that I should get hypnotized for fat, being fat?
Hypnotized for what?
Being fat, sucking dick on a Wednesday, eating $60 with a Burger King, binge drinking, you name it. Do you think hypnosis works?
Yeah. So I know hypnosis works with people trying to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's
that
a legit thing.
Add that on the list.
You're not smoking, are you?
No, I mean, I have that little vape pen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like it's worth it.
Maybe we should do it on, should we get a hypnotist on our live show and hypnotize people in the audience to do crazy shit?
Yes.
Oh my God, can we please do that? Imagine a crusader wiling out on stage.
Yeah, like pretend you're a zombie.
Pretend you're Britney Spears and then she starts doing all the performances. How fucking funny. A drunk hypnotized crusader. What if we never got her out of the hypnosis and her mom yelled at us?
Yeah, and then she sues us.
Stop.
Oh my God.
So if you haven't bought it, this is the crazy shit me and Nicole do at our live shows. And we've been cooped up for 2 years, so it's going to be even wilder. Go over to NicolePelizzi.com and get your tickets for our tour we started.
Guys, it's going to be a good one. And I feel like it's good for all of us because, like Joey said, we've been cooped up. You guys been cooped up. And we all need this. We all need like a fun girls' night where we're all just like in the theater together. We're drinking together.
Yes.
We're interacting. It's literally a girls' night and it's so much fun. And everyone always leaves either throwing up or in a wheelchair. And it's literally the best.
Wait, we should FaceTime someone's ex on the Megatron behind us.
Yes. The Megatron.
In other news, Rebel Wilson is in the news. Because she lost a lot of weight. She looks beautiful. But she came out and said that her agency and her managers pretty much forbid her from losing weight. Because they said
it's of course, because they wanted her to be the fat, funny girl.
Yeah. Now, Subi, has your team ever told you to do something that you didn't want to do?
Yeah, they just told me I'm gaining too much weight. I need to lose weight.
No, they did not.
No.
I'm swimsuit lady, so I'll bet you.
Oh, my God, stop.
Some new shows coming out. So if you watch my new favorite show, you're going to love it. It's by executive producer Minji Kaling, and it's on, what channel is it on? HBO Max, maybe? I think it's HBO Max.
Okay.
It's called Sex Lives of College Girls. It is so good. It's about four college girls that came from all walks of life, and they all end up being roommates, and it's just their experience in college. It is one of the best shows I've seen in a long time. It's so well written. It's so funny. The characters are the best. Like, you identify with all the characters at once. It's that same dynamic as all the other shows, Sex and the City, with the four girls. You have the slutty one, you have the funny ditzy one, you have the nerdy one, and you have the smart one or whatever.
Wait, so who would you be and who would I be?
In this new show?
Oh, just like in general, like how you said, like there's the slutty girl. And there's the ditzy one.
I would be, I don't know. I would be the nerdy, like one that's always losing, like Rose, or like Charlotte. I would be like the dumb kind of like love struck one, and you would be.
You wouldn't be the drunk drug addict. What?
Well, no, because the Samantha one is like, she's like more about sex. She's not. There wasn't really any drunks in any of these shows, but if there was, I'd be that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, the show has the same kind of concept as all those other shows with Golden Girls. 227, like for years that concept of four women and all different personalities has been done in television and broadcasting in general. They have the same kind of concept as that. And one of the characters is, you know, Timothée Chalamet?
No.
Well, his sister is in it. And you're going to love it. It's such a good show. It's feel good. It's funny. It's like everything Sex and City you want. And was, but it's like current day. It's very, very good. And I know all the Crusaders are going to absolutely love it. I know what my girls like, and you're going to like this show. Sex Lives of College Girls. Also, Pen 15, my other favorite show, is back on Hulu for season two. I know you can't look at that girl, and it gets even uglier because now she has a mustache. but that's back, and it doesn't disappoint. It has all the good stuff. That's back on Hulu. And January 6th, Jersey Shore Family Vacation premieres. January 7th, RuPaul's Drag Race season 14 premieres. And this year we have the first ever straight guy competing in the lineup.
Oh, so he's straight and does drag?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
He crushes pussy. Ew.
Ew, whoa, you're disgusting. And you're flying out to LA for that because Opal's bringing you.
Yes, I have to remind her that she told me she was drunk. So hopefully she doesn't forget because I already packed my handbag. I'm ready.
No, she said it in group chat, remember?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. I don't know where I want to go to dinner. If you're in Los Angeles, come to my birthday party. It's January 3rd.
No, first of all, you have to be careful in LA because the cops in LA literally said, do not come here because it's like the purge.
What's happening?
So you might get shot.
Why are people getting shot up?
Well, there's a lot of like crime going on in LA. Have you not?
Oh, right. News? Yes.
Yeah, so the cop went on, one of the LAPD cops went on the news and said, do not come here. It's a war zone and it's like the purge.
Do not come. Do not.
So have fun, bitch.
well, shit.
It's your time. It's your time.
Well, one last thing I want to talk about. Kanye is in the news because, as you know, Virgil Abloh is dead. And he was a creative director of Louis Vuitton.
Very sad. Nobody knew he was suffering.
Well, I think Kanye knew because they were best friends. So I'm sure he knew. But before his passing, he, behind closed doors and of the media and everyone else, he and Louis Vuitton decided to pass the torch to Kanye Marie as the new creative director. So before he died, he asked,
oh my God,
he asked Kanye to go over there to be the creative director and take over the throne.
That's insane. I don't think he has any like ability to do that.
Right. I mean, first of all, it's like, what are they gonna have? They're going to have all those outfits look like people come from an insane asylum, like weird slippers and fucking robes and like cloth burlap.
Yeah. Sack. And his, and those shoes.
Oh,
like they look like alien shoes.
I can't get into, even if I was rich, I wouldn't wear them.
I mean, it's not for me.
Like Vinny wears them and he's hot, so he can get away with it. But anyone, if you're not,
Vinny looks like a clown.
He looks
clown. We always make fun of him.
Yeah, but if you don't have swagger, like, and you're wearing them, you look insane.
Swagger? Are you seven?
Swag?
Swagger?
Yeah. So good luck to you, Kanye. You're gonna need it. Britney Spears is not inviting her mom and her dad to her wedding.
I mean, I'm not shocked.
Yeah. Do you think we'll get an invite?
Yeah, she better invite us. I'm gonna be mad.
I know. So we have that wedding we have to get ready for. We have to get ready for Lindsay Lohan's wedding in Dubai. Do you have your passport?
No, bitch.
Mine's expired. I need a new one.
Mine's expired.
So what if we have to jump on a plane?
Tell her to come to us.
Yeah. So what else is going on? What are you doing this weekend?
Well, this weekend I have Sissy's cheer competition. So everybody wish her luck. She's gonna be amazing and phenomenal. And then that's about it. And you have a Christmas party for Opal.
Opal's Christmas party at his mom's house. I hope I don't say anything.
So rude. Fun.
I know. We're gonna be singing. I think Uncle Nina's gonna be there.
Well, it's gonna be a good time.
But so now, ladies, you have some jobs to do. First of all, when you hang the phone up with us, get on your phone and go over to loopslive.com. Get a ticket to our holiday show. I'm gonna be telling Sissy that Santa's not real and where the presents are hidden. And then
also, you guys, just to let you know, we're not doing, we probably won't be doing Looped Lives every month. Like, it's going to be exclusive now.
Yeah.
Make sure you get your tickets because you don't know when we're doing the next one.
Yeah. Get your tickets for that. And then also for Christmas presents, tell your husband to go, or husband, boyfriend, or random guys you're sucking off, that you want tickets to our live show in person. So go give them the website, NicolePolizzi.com, and tell them that's what you want for Christmas. And if they don't buy you that, tell them you want a cameo from me or Nicole for Christmas. There's we got wheels and deals all around town. So no matter what your fancy is, you're going to like it. But
Subi, you're going to like what you see, bitches.
This has been lovely. I'm going to go jerk off an elf and order more Domino's.
Yeah, I have to go. I'm going to go shit. And then I think I'm going to watch Hawkeye.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really good if you're a Marvel fan. The Hawkeye is really good, you guys. But we'll see you next week, and we love you, and go be slutty.
It's happening!
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.